Mario Akropa Fadzei.
It's my wingman.
Man.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, saints. Amen.
Mario Akropa Fadzei Watsene.
It's a privilege and an honor to be here this morning.
Irombora Kanaka would tinga tiripano, mangwana neano.
In the resurrection
Amen.
Day.
Amen. Amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen.
Nekuti anorarama ndinogona kutarisana neramangwana.
I want to say thank you to Pastor Mwandura.
Ndoda kuti ndinokutendai mufundisi Mwandura.
The trustees and the deacons.
Ma trustee nema dikoni.
The church here.
Nekereke pano.
Thank you for having me here. Amen.
Ndinokutendai nekuwaneni pano.
May God bless you. Hallelujah.
It's been a
blessing. Amen. Your hospitality
Amen.
Has been so wonderful.
Kwanga kwakaisonaka kwazvo.
May God richly bless you.
Mwari wakuropa fadzei zvakanyanya.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Max, our friend. Amen.
Amen. Mfundisi Max, shamwari yedu.
Thank you for allowing us to be in Tafara the other evening.
Tokutendai nekuti unzwa kutafara umwe usiku huya.
May God bless you in the church, amen.
Mwari vakuropa fadzei nekereke.
Amen. And our precious brother, amen.
Ne shangwa. Ama yedu inokosha.
God bless you each and every one.
Mwari vakuropa fadzei mumwe nemumwe wenyu.
Amen. We want to end this week and weekend with a thunderclap.
Toda kuti tipedze weekend ino yose nekuombera kukuru.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, I think for formalities, let's get into the word. I want to take my time. I don't want to rush.
And this out in the manye.
That I don't ruin the sermon. If when you get excited, you can lose the anointing. Amen. God bless you. I wanted to say, Brother Bradley, thank you so much, everyone. He's always helping me, picking me up, and all of these things. God bless you. I believe soon and very soon we'll get the invite for the wedding. Amen.
Romans chapter 8,
verse
19.
As we stand on our feet. If I missed anyone, please forgive me. I want to say Brother Chikoro and Mai Chikoro.
Amen. Kutikuna, Brother Chikoro na Mai Chikoro.
God bless you so much.
Mwari wakuropa fadzei zvakanyanya.
My Henry.
Amen.
My Mwandura.
Amen. My Mfundis.
God bless you richly.
Mwari wakuropa fadzei zvakanyanya.
You know, when God calls a man, he calls his wife too. Amen.
Mari wakadana murume wanodana ni mudzimai wake zvakare.
We already have the sister Hannah said she's coming to Namibia.
Amen. Tanzwa sister Hannah wachiti vari chauya ku Namibia.
So now we are just waiting for the manifestation of that.
Tinenge takangomirira kuoneswa kweizvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
So Romans chapter 8 verse 19.
Va Roma 8 ndima 19.
Amen. If you have your notes, we have some scriptures, and I believe you will enjoy the word this morning. I like, like eating. We like to eat good food. I like good preaching also.
Amen. So
I believe that the Lord will serve you himself this morning. Amen. Romans 8 verse 19.
Roma 8, 19.
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Nokuti zvisikwa zvinotarisira zvikuru zvichimirira kuratidzwa kwavanakomana vaMwari.
For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope.
Nokuti zvisikwa zvakaiswa pasi pe zvisingagari zvisingadi hazvo asi nokuti kwaiwa wakazvisa pasi pazvo kwaiwa kuda kwauya akazvisa pasi pazvo.
Because the creature itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Zvichitarisira kuti zvisikwa zvimene zvisunungurwewo pauranda hwokuora zviiswe pakusunungurwa hwokubwinya kwevana vaMwari.
You see, the creation of God is in bondage of corruption.
Munoona kuti zvisikwa zvaMwari zviri muhutapwa hwekuora.
And it's in bondage under the elements of the kingdom of darkness.
Uye zviri pasi peusungwa nekuda kwehutongi hwerima.
And it's waiting for you.
Zvakamirira imi.
To set it free.
Kuti muzvisunungure.
Amen. Before we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
Nokuti tinoziva kuti zvisikwa zvose zvinogomera nokurwadziwa pamwe chete kusvikira zvino.
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit.
Zvisati zviri izvo bedzi, asi nesuwo kunyangwe tine zvibereko zvokutanga zvomweya.
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption toward the redemption of the body.
Nekuti timene tinogomera mukati medu tichimirira kuitwa kwedu vana ndiko kugadzwa kumuwiri wedu.
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
Tikotamise meso tinamate.
Father, we thank you that you are with us.
Amen.
Thank you for the breath of life this morning, Father. Yes. Thank you for the gathering of the saints. Thank you for this week, Lord, that we could be together in fellowship, Lord, Amen. Around the word of God. Hallelujah. We have no better place to be, Lord Jesus. May you now just give us this last unction, Father, of these wonderful meetings that have been so much a blessing to us. May you give us the great unction of the great Holy Spirit, Father, to move amongst your people, Father. Take me out of the way this morning. Use my voice, Father. Use my vocal cords, my tongue, my lips to proclaim liberty to your people and the creation. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will take over now. Every spirit under its control for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning our subject is
Mangwana neano musoro wedu ndewe kuti
the manifestation of the sons of God.
Kuoneswa kwevanakomana vaMwari.
So we find the scripture says that the creature is under bondage.
Tinoona kuti magwaro ari kuti zvisikwa zviri pasi peutapwa.
Who is the creature?
Ndianiko zvisikwa izvi kutaura?
It's us as human beings.
Ndisu isu sevanhu.
But it's also the earth itself.
Asi zvinoreverawo nyika pachezvayo.
The dust of the earth.
Guruva renyika.
The planets.
Amen, ma planets.
The stars.
Nyeredzi.
The heavenly bodies.
Amen. Mitumbi yedenga.
The animals.
Amen. Zvisenga.
The rivers, the oceans.
Amen. Nzizi nemakungwa.
And even the wind.
Kunyangwe mhepo pachezvayo.
Amen. Everything that God created is in the bondage of corruption.
Zvose zvakasikwa naMwari zviri muhutapwa hwekuora.
It's bound and it needs deliverance.
Zvakasungwa uye zvinoda kudzikinurwa.
It's bound by what?
Zvakasungwa nei?
By Satan and his kingdom and his agents.
Zvakasungwa na Satan neumambo hwake uye nhume dzake.
Since the fall of Adam,
kubva pakawa Adam,
they hijacked these things.
Vakatora zvinhu izvi.
And now they are using it to fight the sons and daughters of God.
Uye vakuzvishandisa kurwisa vanakomana nevanasikana vaMwari.
Is that right?
Ichokwadi here?
Amen.
Amen.
We talk about how they use the wind.
Takataura pamusoro pekuti vanoshandisa sei mhepo.
But did you know they use the water as well? They use the earth as well, the ground, the soil. That's why you can plant in that soil, nothing will come out. Because they have subjected it under their power. Remember, Satan is just a spirit also. Without this body, a spirit is powerless.
Amen.
So for Satan to cause the storm on the sea where Jesus' disciples was, he had to use somebody to call that wind and to call those waves to try and drown the disciples. Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
God has given the heavenly bodies to serve and benefit us. Yet we are being made to suffer under the creation. But it's the time for the sons of God to be manifested. Amen.
Amen.
Take back our heritage.
Totora na kayedu.
Take back our inheritance.
Totora na kayedu.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the message adoption number 4, 1960 paragraph 76.
Amen. Paragraph 76.
If my brother can find it.
Amen.
It was preached 1960, the 22nd of May, in the evening time. Adoption number 4. Amen. So Brother Branham says, and now this may choke you to death. Don't choke, just swallow it.
Amen.
But did you know that men that are sons of God are amateur gods? He says, how many ever knew that? How many knows that Jesus said so? The Bible, Jesus said, he said to those to whom the word came to,
akati kune awo shoko ra Mwari rinouya kwavari.
Did not your law say itself that you are gods?
Magwaro haati here imi muri vana Mwari.
And if you call them gods,
uye kana muchivati vana Mwari,
which God said in Genesis 2 in the beginning,
kumwari vakataura kuna Genesis 2 kumavambo.
Because they were gods, because they were and had full dominion over the dominion of the world. He gave them dominion over all things. And he lost his godship. Who was that? Adam.
Adam.
He lost his sonship. He lost his domain and Satan took it over. Are you seeing that? But brother, we are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, who will come back and take it over again. Am I speaking to such? Waiting for the fullness of time when the pyramid gets to the top. This is the time when the full sons of God will be manifested. When the power of God will walk out and will take over every power that Satan's got away from him. Yes, sir, it belongs to you. He's the Logos that went out of God, that is true. That was the Son of God. Now, did you know you are Logos too?
Amen. Amen.
Chokwadi Jojo.
Amen.
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 Then he made man that little God. And they said, if they call those who the word of God came to, the prophets, if they call them gods who the word came to, he himself said that they were gods. Say to yourself, I am a God. Amen.
Amen.
He told Moses, I made you a god and made Aaron your prophet. Do you believe the word this morning? Brother Branham says, phew, I may act like a religious crank, but I'm not.
Amen.
You can call me Holy Roller anyhow. You can call me that. I'm a fanatic this morning. Amen. He says, when your eyes can come open and see those things. He made man a god in his own domain. And his domain goes from sea to sea. Whose domain? Your domain. Say, my domain goes from sea to sea. From shore to shore. He has the control of it. And And when Jesus came being the one God without sin, he proved it. When the winds blew, he said, peace be still. When the tree, he said, no man eat from thee to the tree. What happened to the tree? It died from the roots. No man eat from thee. He said, verily I say unto you, that's little gods. If you say to this mountain beam, and you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you said. Go back to Genesis, the original. What is it? The world and nature is groaning.
Amen.
What are they crying for? For the manifestation of the sons of God, when true sons, born sons, filled sons speak and their word is backed up.
He says,
I believe we are on the border of it right now. Brother, that was 1960. It's now 2024. We are not on the border anymore. We are there.
Amen. You know, 2024.
The full manifestation of the sons of God has arrived. Amen.
Amen.
He says, I believe, he says, yes sir, say to this mountain, let it be so. In one place he says, it's not a figurative mountain, it's a real mountain. Amen.
Amen.
He says, paragraph 81, brother, somebody says to you, brother, I desire so and so.
Amen.
A certain thing to be done. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
There's a manifestation, he says. Oh, brother, my crops are burning up out yonder. I haven't had any rain. Then you raise up, you say, I'll send you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe it this morning? She'll come, the rain will come. Waiting, groaning, all nature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. God ordained it at the beginning. From the beginning, it wasn't so that men suffered. We've been taken back to that ought to be condition. He gave Jesus Christ and Jesus gave it in his name with his assurance. Ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do
it.
Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, the position, the church. Is the church ready to go higher? I'm saying, come up here, the church. Receive your authority in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Job 38 verse 33.
Job 38:33.
He says, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Can thou set the dominion thereof in the earth?
Amen.
What are ordinances? Laws, protocols, programs. Can you, as Zimri this morning, set these laws on the earth? Can you use the ordinances of the heaven to bring dominion on the earth? God asked Job.
Amen.
And I'm asking you.
Mwari vakabvunza Jobho, ini ndiri kubvunza iwe.
According to thus saith the prophet.
Zvichienderana zvanzi nemuprofita.
The power is there for you to use.
Simba riripo kuti iwe ushandise.
Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 4:19. In the Amplified Bible, I don't know if you have that version there. But let me read it. You can just give it King James there, it's fine. Deuteronomy 4:19.
Amen.
It says, beware that you do not raise your eyes towards heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven. And let yourselves be led astray and worship them and serve them. Then the Amplified says, they are mere created bodies, which your Lord God has allotted to serve and benefit all the peoples under the heaven. That's why the sun is serving you by growing your crops. That's why God put it there. He put the suns there for signs and different things. Actually, he wrote his first Bible in the zodiac.
Amen.
It's there to serve. You don't have to serve them. They are there to serve you. The earth you are walking on is there to serve you. Because you are the God of the earth.
Amen.
Tell yourself that this morning, I'm the God of the earth. I have domain on the earth. It's given to benefit you. Think about it. Don't you want that benefit of something to serve you? God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from night. Genesis 1:14. And let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. Seasons there means prophetic appointments. So the stars are prophesying. What did we say? Brother Branham says God's first Bible was the zodiac. Does the zodiac prophesy?
Amen.
It does.
Amen.
It prophesied there will come a virgin. It prophesied the coming of Leo the lion.
Amen. Leo Shumba.
If we have the afternoon service, I can preach the zodiac, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
The zodiac is a Bible. It prophesies.
Zodiac is a Bible. It prophesies.
What do we know about prophecy as believers of a prophet? We need to step into the prophecy. We, the church needs to move from ABCs to algebra. Brother Branham said those days the people don't know the ABCs. We've been in a long school of ABCs. It's time for algebra. Because we are in an astronaut age. When you go to NASA, these people and the SpaceX, this Elon Musk, who are sending people into space, they don't use ABCs for those calculations. They are using complicated algebra. And the church must start to get in because we are in the astronaut age. If you have problems with your ABCs of cutting your hair, not wearing the right clothes, let him that's filthy stay filthy. But let the righteous get into the spaceship and go up. Use your algebra, brothers and sisters. Mary stepped into the spaceship.
Amen. Maria akapinda.
She became an astronaut.
Amen. Akapinda musanship akava.
She stepped into Isaiah 9:6, a virgin shall conceive.
Akapinda mna Isaiah 9:6 with mandara.
A
with ABCs, you take, you will not get there. In algebra, we say minus one, minus one.
Muna algebra, not minus one, minus one.
In grade one, the teacher will say, this thing is not mathing. But when we reach the algebra level, that makes sense.
And
then you find a virgin conceiving. She stepped into the vision. Zimri Park, it's time to step into the vision. By stepping into the vision, she manifested that prophecy. Be it unto me according to thy word. If that thing happens today, Pastor, some young virgin comes and says, you know, the Holy Ghost overshadowed me, will say, ah.
You
are very naughty, you.
Iwe unemusikazi, why you?
You know, it was for one virgin only. But now is the time of the impossible, brothers. There are ordinances of the creation. The heavenly bodies, the earth, the waters, the sun, the moon. They prophesy. The problem is they are subject to Satan and his agents, nyangas, and all of these things. So what they are programming those things to prophesy against you. That's why David said, the sun shall not smite me by day nor the moon by night. The nyangas are using the sun to smite you in the day and the moon by night. And that is the bondage of corruption that the earth is groaning under. The church don't know nothing about it, but they do. Don't play with Satan. He's a Bible believer.
Usatamba na Satan anotenda Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 19 verse 1.
Mapisare ma 19 ndi mayokutanga.
The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork.
Now
listen what they are doing. Day unto day uttering speech. And night unto night showing knowledge. Who are that? The heavenlies. The stars, they are prophesying to you. Uttering speech. So they can speak. But it's like a hardware, it's like the creation is like a computer.
Amen.
The operating system is controlling it and telling it what to do.
Amen. Operating system inenge chitaura nekudza kuti yoite.
You need to enforce the operation of the Holy Ghost onto the creation.
Iwe ndiwe unofana kumanikidzira kubata kwemweya mutsvene kuzvishikwa.
So that the powers that are there can start blessing you.
Atange kuropafadza iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
What controls the sea?
Chich no
and the tides. The moon. Look at that power.
Wona ishimbairoro.
Do you know what will make it possible, Pastor? To travel by thought. To travel by thought. Is it here already?
Amen.
It's in the ether.
Amen. Zviripanyika ka.
If you get a phone call now, where did it come from?
Amen. Ukafonerwa izvozvi yabvepi?
It travels like a thought.
Amen.
Email, you send it now, a few seconds, it arrives in US. What is it using? It's using the waves. That's how you can travel by thought. And those waves are subject to you.
But
now the devil has some corrupt people on the earth. Nyangas, witches, warlocks, even you even find werewolves. In Oshivambo, in the people from the north in Namibia. They say Emwanga. It's a werewolf.
Amen.
It will come to the crawl and just start killing the animals there. Amen. Not eating, but just killing. It's being sent by someone. He says, verse 3 of Psalm 19, there is no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. Whose language? The heavenly bodies. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. The line is gone out throughout all the earth.
Amen.
And their words to the end of the world. Now imagine if you control that power. What can you do? You will be a Superman. They have a voice, brother, sister. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's see the stars. We talk a little bit about the stars. Numbers 24 verse 17. Are you still together?
Amen.
I hope I didn't lose you somewhere in the heavenlies. Just follow me. Numbers 24:17. This is now Balaam prophesying.
Amen.
I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob. What shall come out of Jacob?
A star.
Are you following me? Keep your attention. The devil tried to take your attention away. With that star, a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
Amen.
And shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Shet. So there's a star coming. With that star, there's a scepter also. What does a scepter mean to rule? Whose star was that prophesied? Messiah, spiritual star. Did Brother Branham also have a star? Do you also have a star? You have a star. That star is your link, your purpose on the earth here. That's why the woman, the astrologer, said to Brother Branham, your destiny lies in the west. Here in this place, you will never be successful. How many of us have wasted times in careers you will not be never successful there? How did that woman know? She saw the star. She said to the prophet, have preachers not said anything to you about this? Because the preachers know nothing about it. Amen.
Amen.
Because of a lack of knowledge, we perish. She saw the star. The church is ignorant of these things, but the enemy's camp knows it. And before you even find out I have a star, the enemy is already made that star to go down. They have already prophesied to the east wind to blow clouds in front of that star. What is your star for? It shows you your destiny. Proverbs 18 verse 16. A man's gift maketh room for him. And bringeth him before great men. Amen.
Amen.
Your gift or your star must make room for you and bring you before kings. The three wise men saw Jesus Christ's star and they followed the star and the star brought them into his presence. Your star must connect you to people that will connect you to your destiny. And those three men, they brought gifts pertaining to his ministry. God put everything on the earth for your ministry. The three wise men brought gold, myrrh, and frankincense to him pertaining to his ministry. And the historians say the gold was enough for his entire ministry. The gift they brought there was the the myrrh and the frankincense was anointing.
Zipo zvemura nefrankincense sanga chiri chizoro.
You need anointing to break the yoke.
Unoda chizoro kuti upwanye joko.
You see, if your star is not seen, you won't get the anointing.
Kana nyeredzi yako isingaoneke hauwani chizoro iwe. Amen.
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 When your star rises, the kings will see it.
Amen. Nyeredzi yako ikasumuka madzimambo anoiona.
And it will bring you into their presence.
Amen. Yokuendesa muupo hwao.
And it will open doors for you. Yosarura
masuo kuitira iwe.
May your star start to rise from this week.
Nyeredzi yako ngaitange kusimuka kubva weekend ino.
Pastor, there's an anointing on that.
Amen. Pane chizoro pamusoro paizvozvo.
I feel like shouting.
Ndiri kunzwa sokuda kudanidzira. Amen.
The enemy, the nyangas, they see like that astrologer on the bus
that
saw the aura of Brother Branham.
The
people on the devil side, they see it too. And they attack it. And you don't even realize your destiny is being cut. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May your star rise and bring you into presence of kings. May your gift make room for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, this preaching here that I'm preaching now, when I came in the message, I didn't know anything about preaching. But God sent people who said, no, this one can preach. I never thought about preaching, coming to Zimri Park to preach for what? I was in the bank there, FNB. Your gift must make room for you. And each one of you have received that from God. Amen.
Amen.
May your star rise. May the west wind blow away all the clouds that want to cover it. May you receive the anointing for your ministry. Do you know that being a businessman in the church is a ministry? May you receive your ministry in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So what can you do? You can speak to your star. You see, what did the scripture say? The stars are prophesying. We are more spirit than we are flesh. That's why in the evening, as the pastor said, people are doing things they with your spirit. Sometimes they can even use your spirit and make it manifest then. You wake up in the morning, you are so sore and tired. What happened in the night? They were using you to do their things out there.
That's
the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 10 verse 10.
Joshua 10 in the 10.
We are still good on time. We are taking it so that it can soak in. Is the church seeing something this morning? It took that anointing that those three wise men brought to take Jesus to the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. That's why they brought frankincense. Speaking of his death. Amen.
Amen.
They brought myrrh, showing the anointing for a life of service. Amen. Joshua chapter 10.
Joshua 10.
Can I continue? I'm not preaching funny things, am I? Am I?
Amen.
No. Joshua 10 verse 10.
Joshua 10, the 10.
And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon.
Zvino Jehovha akavafundusa pamberi peIsrael akavauraya nokuuraya kukuru paGibeon.
And smote them all the way along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon and smote them to Azekah and unto Makeda.
Akavadzingirira nzira akakwira Betheri vakaparadza kusvikira.
And it came to pass as they fled from Israel.
Zvino vakati vachitiza pamberi peIsrael.
And when they going down to Beth Horon, the Lord cast great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah.
Vari pamuteronuswa matombo akaburuka achibva kudenga.
And they died.
Wakafa.
They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword.
Wakafa vazhinji kwazvo nekurohwa nematombo kudarika vakabaiwa nemunondo.
There's a certain scripture, Pastor, in the Proverbs or in Job somewhere,
that
talks about the hail and the snow that is reserved for the day of judgment. Here you see God sending that hail down to kill the enemies of
Joshua.
Brother, sister, the devil is in trouble this morning. You can command the hail. You can command the snow.
Amen. Dana chando.
Then spake Joshua, verse 12, to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel.
Zino Joshua akataura na Jehovah, namusiwo Jehovah, wakaisa wa Amoru maoko wa Israel.
And he said in the sight of Israel.
Akati pamberi pe Israel.
Who are speaking, Joshua?
Diana itaura Joshua.
Son. Stand still,
Mira,
thou upon Gibeon and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon.
Ajalon.
And the sun stood still and the moon stayed. Until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of
Jasher?
So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. You speak to the sun. You speak to the moon. The scripture said they are here to serve you. You speak to the wind. Son of man, prophesy to the wind. Command it. You can speak to the creation.
Amen.
This is what the manifested sons of God would do. In the Garden of Eden, if Adam didn't like the tree to be there, he just commanded it to be planted somewhere. Maybe you don't need a tree to be somewhere. Maybe you need something else. Can you start speaking? Can you start prophesying? Are you a son and a daughter of God?
Amen. Amen.
The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Tanakh by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. This is the prophecy of Deborah, the prophetess, when she's singing now. After they defeated. Verse 20, they fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Now who commanded them? Deborah commanded the stars to fight against Sisera. Against an enemy with iron chariots.
Amen.
The stars fought against Sisera. Oh, my brother, sister.
Amen.
Are you seeing it this morning? You can command it. They are there to serve you. You don't serve them. You command them. And they will fight that corruption at your office that is bothering you.
Amen. Zobazwan. Fisakuora kukunetsa kunyangwe kuoffice yako.
Amen.
Amen.
see what is happening, amen.
Murikuona zviri kuitika.
As the nyangas and those people are making agreements with your spirit at night,
they are
also making agreements with the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and everything to control them. Because even fallen man, even a sinner, is still a son of God. He still have a body of flesh. So the earth must obey. The heavenly bodies must obey. These sicknesses that people don't know, the doctors don't know where is the cure. What is the cause? It's coming from these supernatural places. So what you must do is when you pray, say, Lord, break these bonds that the son has with these nyangas here. The creation is groaning to be set free. You must set it free. You must break those evil covenants. The creation does not want to be in that condition. You have the power to set it free. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Put that into your prayer life. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday we said, as thou command, Job 38 verse 12.
Amen. Job 38 in the 12.
Are we still together? Don't miss it now. Job 38:12. As thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place.
Amen.
That it might take hold of the ends of the earth. What did Brother Branham say? Where is your dominion from sea to sea? From shore to shore. You, when you start commanding the day spring, your dominion can go because the day spring is covering the whole globe. I don't know if you are catching me this morning. He says that it might take hold of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. You must break the covenants that they have. You must shake the wicked out of it. Open your mouth and start saying these things. It is turned as clay to the seal and they stand as a garment. He's saying it's in your hands like clay. Do with it what you want. From the wicked, because you will take it as the clay, you shake the wicked out. The wicked, their light is withholden and the high arm shall be broken. When you start setting the creation free, the light of the wicked is withheld.
Amen. Amen.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Can the church say hallelujah?
Amen.
And the high arm shall be broken, the wickedness in high places. It shall be broken. Mold your day like a clay in your hands.
Amen.
Take control, take dominion. That is what the nyangas are doing with your day. They are molding it like clay. Is it not written in the book of Mwandura? He said, the Lord warned him. Maybe that was around about 3 o'clock.
Probably.
9 o'clock, Gogo was gone. Sudden death. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Command the day. Pray according to the watches.
Amen.
If you have a specific prayer, if there's a sickness you are praying for, pray that time
when the prayer for the sick can be made.
Amen.
Pray, take 1 week and you pray every night that time.
Amen.
Maybe six, you can take 6 to 7, 7 to 8, or 9, or 8 to 9.
Amen.
It doesn't matter, it's the same watch. One thing I left out, Pastor, in the law of altars. You know, it's written in the New Testament by Paul. He who serves at the altar must eat from the altar. When you are serving your altar at home, you must eat from that altar. That altar must pay your rent. That altar must look after your household. What did Brother Branham say? The glory of God will be there.
Amen.
Did Aaron the priest eat from the altar? Are the ministers today eating from the altar? Now, if you who are a king and a priest set up your altar in your house, that altar must work for you. It's a law. It's an ordinance.
Amen.
I saw that myself. We were moving house. I had to pay twice the rental to secure the house. Beginning of this year. But still I also had to pay the last month's rent there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I asked the man, can I not skip this month? Then you keep my deposit. I gave you a deposit, full month's rent. He didn't want. I prayed, I said, Lord, what will I do? I don't want to borrow money. There's a scripture that says, he who borrows is a slave of the one borrowing.
Amen.
Amen. Now sometimes your brothers can be there for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We prayed. A few days later, the man called me. He said, it's fine, you don't have to pay. Because I went to my altar, I said, Lord, the scripture says, this altar must pay.
Amen.
The problem is we are not consistent in this thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Command your day from now on. I gave you the scriptures. It says it's the day is as clay in your hands. You make it what you want it to be. What does the scripture say about the earth? Earth is clay, you can make it what you want. You can speak to the earth and mold it like clay. Earth is waiting for you to set it free.
Amen.
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 It's been programmed against you. And almost everything we need for our daily life is coming from the earth. Your car, rubber, what, it's products from the earth. Your house, everything is bricks coming from the earth. Cement is coming from the earth. Call Pastor Max, he's missing this blessing now.
Amen.
Pastor Max, where are you?
Max,
he's mining there. You speak to the earth, it must bring forth minerals. Pastor Gumiso gave a testimony like that. The brother, today was nothing, tomorrow 24 hours the gold was there.
Amen.
Manifested sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My sister, you are looking for a brother. Speak to the earth. You command it. Your husband is made from earth, isn't it?
Amen.
You can speak to the earth. I don't know why people are going out.
And this is what you say.
Many times they do things.
The
nyangas, you get sick, you don't know where it's coming from. You have the key now. Speak to the creation because that's what they are using. Amen.
Amen.
And the bondage of corruption is the earth does not want, but it has to obey. Because God said, I put man over the earth. Even if it's a witch or Satanist.
But
because the church is silent. The devil is saying, show me a man, give me a man.
Satan
give me a man that we may fight.
Last
night, Pastor, I had a dream. One guy that I know, he came with a tombstone. He said, I brought you my tombstone. He threw it over me. I woke up and said, what does this mean? Then the interpretation came, you know, it's what we were saying last night. To swap the dead baby with the live one.
Amen.
So I just take the sword of the king and I cut off. I refuse to sign. Return to sender. Amen.
Amen.
The earth is a mother.
Amen.
Is the earth a mother? So then a mother has a womb, right? And a womb can accept seed. And your words are what? Seeds. You must impregnate the earth with your seed. With your words. Is that right? What did your father do? If you are your father's child, which I'm talking of the heavenly father, he said, let the earth bring forth. And the earth obeyed and brought forth. Speak to the earth. If you want a house, speak to the earth. Don't ask how. How are these things possible, seeing I know no man? Nevertheless, let it be unto me according to thy word. How can these things be? What was there? The Lord spoke, it came forth. Joshua spoke, the sun listened. Deborah prophesied, the stars listened.
Amen. Deborah prophesied, nyere tzikaterera.
And it fought against Sisera.
Amen. Dokudo na zvichipesana na Sisera. Amen.
The components are your car, rubber, and all of these things. It comes from the earth. Speak to the earth for a car.
Zvinhu zvose zvinomba mota, rubber, zvinobva panyika. Taura nevhu kuti uone mota.
Your shoes are finished by from walking, no more. Speak to the earth. God made you an amateur God on the earth.
Amen.
You are a king and a priest. You can make intercession for someone else. You can decree and declare. You need a husband, my sister. Speak to the earth. That man will be walking, his feet will get hot, he will just find himself.
Amen.
Amen. Are you sick with these sugars and what not.
High BP. BP.
Speak to the earth. This is earth.
Amen.
Command the earth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jeremiah 22:28. We have to back it up with the scriptures.
Amen.
Is this man Konia a despised broken idol? Who was he? Was Jeconiah the king of Judah?
Amen. Angari Jeconiah mambo wa Judah.
The son of Josiah.
Mwana komana wa Josiah.
Who was doing idolatry? He was taken to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar.
Anga kuna matampunzo atuendeswa Babylon Nebuchadnezzar.
Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure?
Anze mudziyo here usingafadzi.
Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed?
Waka udzingire iko iye nevana vake.
And are cast into a land which they know not.
Waka dzingirwa kunyika yavasingaziwe.
Now here this is Jeremiah speaking.
Chinzwai Jeremiah zvino achitaura.
Verse 29, earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord.
Nyika, 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 inzwa, inzwa, Jehovah.
What is he doing? He's speaking to the
ari kuite,
earth.
Ari kutaura kunyika.
Because he's pronouncing now a curse on Jeconiah.
Nekuta, ari kutaura chituko kuna Jeconiah.
Verse 30, thus saith the Lord.
Zanzu na Jehovah.
Write ye this man childless.
Nyora kuti munhu uyu haana vana.
The king of Judah.
Mambo wa Judah.
The Lord is saying to the earth.
Mwari vari kuti kunyika.
Write.
Nyora.
This man will be childless.
Kuti munhu uya hazobari.
Now don't be a witch and curse people now.
Yemen usazova muroi nekutuka vanhu iko zvino.
But that's what the witches are doing.
Asi ndozviri kuita varoi.
They use the scripture against you.
Vanoshandisa mashoko aya zvipesana newe.
Because they understand the principle that the human being is a god on the earth. And they say, write this man, write this woman childless. Write this woman childless. Write them sick. He says, a man that shall not prosper in his days. It's a curse. Don't curse nobody, bless them. But I'm showing you what the nyangas are using. No man of his seed shall prosper. Sitting upon the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. The Lord was so angry with this man. That somehow in the future he had to bring now Mary's side of the family in. So that Christ can be born, the son of David, to sit on the throne. Now what about you and me? Speak to the earth. Earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Undo any curse. Did you know the earth has magnetics and things?
Rather,
the earth is alive. God was saying to the earth, write down. Write an ordinance against this person. You can write something against your enemies. Amen. And say, let them stop bothering me, Lord. You can write something against the
corruption in the high places. Amen.
What did Pastor say the other day? The solution is coming to Zimri. For the whole country. Don't kill people now.
Amen.
I'm going to show you what you can say to the earth. The earth has a mouth. The earth cursed
Cain.
God didn't curse Cain.
Genesis 4:8.
So let's see. Let's read verse 11. So it killed him now. And God said, the voice of thy brother's blood is crying to me from the ground.
Verse 11.
And now art thou cursed from the earth.
Zvino watukwa kubva panyika.
He was still living in the earth.
He
went and founded a city there. But the earth had cursed him and made him a vagabond. Many believers have been cursed from the earth to become vagabonds. You see, where this is the scripture for those avenging spirits, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. The earth is a daughter of God. She was now forced to drink this blood. And then it cursed
Cain.
When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield the strength, and a fugitive and a vagabond thou shalt be in the earth. Many countries are cursed because of innocent bloodshed.
Amen.
You know those, what is that land where they were killing people in the war?
Manyika land or what?
Matabela land. There is blood of the people on the earth. And now the whole region is cursed because of that blood. It takes the sons and daughters of God to break that curse.
Power.
Amen.
Amen.
Many nations and countries have been cursed because of this shedding of blood. Families that are on the earth and their bodies are also earth, they are cursed.
Amen.
Because of these reasons. That's why, even if you are a believer, those spirits of vengeance and things, they can have a control over you because of this curse. But you have been given authority to break those curses. To pray for forgiveness of the forefathers. Amen.
Amen.
Leviticus 18:24 says that the earth vomited up the inhabitants of Canaan because of their idolatries.
Woo!
Let me tell you what to tell the earth. Tell the earth to vomit out the nyangas and their altars. As a safer option than killing them.
Amen.
They vomit them out, they will leave.
Amen.
What happened in the land of Canaan? God said this land vomited them up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the earth is living, it speaks. It can swallow also. It can vomit also. Earth, vomit up those minerals in the name of Jesus. Vomit up those minerals. Speak to the earth.
Amen.
Where is the minerals? It's in the earth. Vomit it out. Vomit out these nyangas out of this area. Let them go somewhere else. My body, which is earth, vomit out that sickness.
Amen.
Vomit out these evil spirits. Why do people who are delivered, why do they vomit?
Amen. Huh?
Sometimes they pass urine.
Amen. One of the totes.
What it is? They urinate themselves.
Amen.
The evil spirit must pass out somewhere. Most of the time it's vomiting. Because the earth has been spoken to. When we pray in the name of Jesus, the earth is becoming obedient. And it knows I don't recognize this foreign entity. And they pass out. The earth vomits it out. The earth vomited out the inhabitants of Canaan. The earth also, Canaan vomited out the Israelites. These are principles. The earth is living. Amen.
Amen.
It can speak.
Inotaur.
And the kingdom of darkness is using it against us.
Saying
vomit them out of Zimri. I refuse to sign. Many times people have been so successful. You can say many stories about that. Family business, then just suddenly.
Poof.
You think it's natural? Is it normal like that? It's people who are using the power of the earth. Using the power of the air. Using the wind. Amen.
Amen.
Number 16, verse 23. Number 16. Verse 28. Number 16, verse 28. Let's read verse 28, sorry. Just to save time. Now, they had risen up Data, Korah, and Abiram against Moses.
Panga basimuka Datani Abiram na Korah wachipesana na Moses.
Now Moses was coming to them and they were standing there in their tents. Moses called them. God had said, call them, tell them to come here.
Amen.
They and said, we will not come.
Wakati wa tui.
Remember, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So God
said,
tell them they must come to the tent. They said, we refuse, we will stay here. Now Moses is coming to them, verse
28.
And Moses said, hereby shall you know that the Lord has sent me to do this work. For I have not done them of my own man. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. If your deliverance is coming by the way of all men, the Lord has not sent me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your problems die the normal route, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing and the earth open her mouth and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that pertain to them, and they go down quickly into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the law. And it came to pass as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, them and their houses and all the men pertain to them. They and all that pertained to them went down alive into the pit. And the earth closed upon them. And they perished from among the congregation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to speak to the earth. To open up. And swallow up every problem. Swallow up every disease. Swallow up every evil altar. Hallelujah. That is bothering the people of God. Hallelujah. If it happens, happens normally. God has not said it. But if by some supernatural way you are healed this morning, then know that the Lord is on your side and the Lord fights for you. Let those problems be swallowed by the earth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even in the name of Jesus. Let every altar that sets its face against you, let it be swallowed up by the earth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, in Who Do You Say This Is 1964.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to take this sand now, after I read this quote.
You
can come and take the sand, speak to the earth. You are not going out the same.
Amen.
The problem is ending now. This is Zimbabwean sand.
Amen. Zimbabwe.
This earth knows you.
Amen.
You come from this earth. You speak to it.
Amen.
Paragraph
126.
Who do you say this is 1964?
Amen.
Paragraph 126. Said, Lord, show me your glory and I'm ready to go to Egypt. Who is that?
Moses.
I'm not an eloquent man, I can't speak well, but you just let me see your glory.
Do
you want to see the glory of God? Do you
want
to see the glory of God? Hallelujah. He showed it to him and he went down and took these same things to show that he was the anointed Messiah. While the word was going out, you became anointed by this word. Brother Branham says you are a Messiah, yet a small Messiah. You must prove that you are an anointed Messiah. To show that he was the anointed Messiah. That man picked up the dust of the earth and throwed it in the air. And flies and fleas came out of the dust and covered the earth. There was judgment by fleas and by flies from the dust. I'm sure you don't want foolish things like flies and fleas. What do you want? Come and grab a handful and speak
Amen.
To the earth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
What could create but God? Took water out of the river and poured it upon the bank. Every drop became blood.
Amen.
Amen. What was it? Who could do that but God? He was so completely surrendered to God's anointed word. He was the Messiah.
Amen.
Till he was the Messiah. He was surrendered to the word. Are you surrendered to the word this morning? Are you surrendered to the word this morning? You will see the glory of God in your life. We are forcing God's hand this morning. God must move. He must prove his word this morning.
Amen.
I'm sorry, deacons.
Amen. Dine urombo matikoni.
I'm sorry, deacons.
Dine urombo matikoni.
I cause a riot in the church.
Amen. Da konzeresa nyonganyonga mkereke. Amen.
Please don't throw me out.
Musandi kandira panze.
Yeah, even this side, I think you can go out here.
Kunyangwe diviri munogona kuenda zvenyu muchibuda nesuwe. Amen.
You can even go out this way.
Munogona kuenda nediviri muchibuda panze.
God bless you.
Mwari ngavakuropafadzei.
We want to speak to the earth this morning.
Toda kuti titaure nevhu mangwana neano. Amen.
One day Jesus did something strange.
Rimwe zuva Jesu akaita chimwe chinhu chisina kujairika.
There was a blind man.
Panga pane bofu rakanga
ari. Are you listening?
Muri kuteerera here?
Did you get sent?
Mawana here jecha.
Tell the sent to give your eye back.
Todzudza jecha iro kuti rikupe meso ako kana uri bofu.
And don't doubt in your heart.
Usapokana mumoyo mako.
Tell this mountain to be moved.
Udza gomo iri kuti rifambiswe.
And don't doubt in your heart,
usapokana
my brother.
Usapokana mumoyo mako hama.
God will create an eye for you.
Mwari vachasvika ziso
kuti iwe. Do you believe it?
Amen.
All things are possible.
Zvinhu zvose zvinogoneka. Amen.
What he done for others, he will do for you.
Zvakaitira vamwe anozviitirawo iwe. Hallelujah. Amen.
Don't curse nobody, please.
Usatuka mumwe munhu ndakumbirisa.
We are not witches.
Hatisi varoi isu.
We are not Satanists.
Hatisi masatanists.
But speak to the problem.
Asi taura kudambudziko.
Speak to the finances.
Taura kudambudziko rako rekushaiwa
mari. Speak to your health.
Taura kuutano hwako.
Command the earth to bring you a house.
Amen. Raira ivhuti rikuunzirei.
Command the earth to put minerals in your mind.
Amen. Rataura kuivhuti riunze zvicherwa mumaini yako. Amen.
Moses called for flies from the sand.
Moses akadanidzira kuti nhunzi dziuye zvibva pajechai.
And fleas.
Amen. Kunyangwe neinda.
We don't need that this morning.
Hatidi izvo zvomangwana neano.
What we need is solution to your life problems. The rapture is at hand. We are here in this world to speak things into existence. The manifested sons of God. What we want to do, we want to break the covenant of the Nyangas with this. And then we command. May God bless you. Command the earth to bring forth your baby in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Command the earth to bring forth your house in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Your car. Command the earth to vomit out the blessings of God. Command the earth to swallow up every evil altar. Command the earth to break every curse. We break the curses and the agreements with the darkness of Satan and the kingdom of darkness that has been placed on this earth in this country in the name of Jesus. We break it down. We declare it null and void. We speak to the earth this morning. We return every problem to the sender in the name of Jesus. We do it according to the word of the Lord. We speak to the earth this morning to bring forth blessings, to bring forth minerals, to bring forth cars and houses and businesses and unlimited resources in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We command the earth this morning. Earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Break every curse. Break every curse. Break every witchcraft oppression. Every spirit of oppression. Every spirit of oppression must leave the people of God. Every witchcraft that has bound them. We speak to the earth this morning. We speak to the earth. We speak to the earth. To swallow every curse. To swallow every curse. In the name of Jesus. Earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Swallow every curse. Swallow every evil altar. In the name of Jesus. Vomit out every nyanga, every witch out of this area. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are doing this by the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Muzita ra Jesu Christo. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord, break every bondage.
Amen. Kupanya, kutapka kose.
Every limiting belief.
Amen. Every
unbelief.
Kusatenda kose.
In the name of Jesus.
Muzita ra Jesu Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Muzita ra Jesu.
We are manifested sons of God. We are speaking to the creation. We are speaking to the creation. Like Brother Branham did. Like Brother Branham did. Like Brother Branham did. Like Moses did. Like the Lord did. We are impregnating the earth with riches for the church of the living God to bring forth. Earth, bring forth. Bring forth resources. Earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Bring forth resources. Unlimited resources. For the people of God. We are anointed messiahs. We are anointed messiahs. Break every spirit of bondage. Break every hold of the kingdom of darkness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're doing this by faith.
Amen.
Swallow up every stronghold earth that exalts itself against this congregation. In the name of Jesus. Swallow up every stronghold of witchcraft. Swallow up every stronghold of poverty. Swallow up every stronghold of barrenness. In the name of Jesus. Earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Vomit up every sickness out of the bodies of the children of God. Every demon, every evil spirit, vomit that mouth out of the house of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Speak and go forward. Speak and go forward. Speak and go forward. Why criest thou to me? Speak the word and go forward.
Amen.
Earth, earth, hear the word of the Lord. erase any ordinance written against the people of God by any wizard, by any yanga, in the name of Jesus. Erase those ordinances. Erase it, earth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus took the earth and he spit in it and he put on the man's eyes. And he was healed. Receive your sight in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Receive your sight, Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing our eyes. Thank you, Lord, for taking away that problem from our eyes. In the name of Jesus, we bless her with perfect eyesight, Father. That she will no longer even use spectacles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, while the Holy Spirit is here, Father. Thank you for healing our sister. In the name of Jesus.
shall bow every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just take a moment under the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost just soak in.
Amen.
We thank the Lord this morning, amen. We thank Him for His providence, amen. Don't think this is some witchcraft, amen. It's the word of God.
Amen.
It's what Joshua did. It's what Brother Branham did. It's what Moses did. It's what Jesus Christ did. It's a time for the sons of God to be manifested.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've spoken to the earth, amen.
Taura kunyika.
When you go back, when you pray, amen.
Ma unona mata.
Cancel the agreements,
amen. Gura zvibvumirano.
Of the evil forces.
Masimba akaipa.
Over the sun, the moon, the stars.
Amen. Pamusoro pezuva nyeredzi nenyenyedzi.
And command these forces.
Oraira masimbao.
They are at your disposal.
Hazviripo kuti iwe uzvishandise.
The zodiac is God's Bible.
Amen. Muchadenga ndo Bible ramwari.
As you command the scriptures into your life,
ukaraira magwaro mupenyu wako iwe,
you do the same thing.
Iwe unoita zvimwechete.
And God richly bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadze.
I want to say Zimri Park.
Ndoda kuti Zimri Park.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadze.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadze.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadze.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May we see each other soon and very soon for a third pool ministry. And I'm waiting to hear your testimony. God bless you. Do you believe?
Is it not tender?